Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
I must be like 5 years old in that picture. I think this was my mom's journal. Jude, what if this can tell me why she abandoned our family? And what happened to her after she left?
I have to admit, I'm a little lost, Brinley. I haven't heard you talk much about your mom.
I guess it's the one part of my story I've kept to myself.
Do you feel comfortable sharing it now?
I mean, not totally. But when I was 6, my mom went on a business trip, and that was it. I never saw her again.
She never came back?
No.
She just decided to leave?
Far as I know. I never really got an official explanation.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Is what it is. I like to think I wouldn't be the independent, brilliant, fearless woman who stands before you today were it not for her taking off when she did.
Mostly fearless. You are afraid of alligators.
Who asked you, Cybot?
Sorry, I am a robot. Being literal is my jam.
Well, you're being literally annoying.
So, you never heard from your mother again after that day?
Not until a few weeks ago when Cyrus was brought back to Juno. I was in his lab and she called.
She called you? Out of the blue, that's bizarre.
That's one word for it.
What did she say?
The connection was complicated, but she warned me to stay far away from this school.
She mentioned Elixir Academy.
Obviously, I didn't listen to the warning. I rarely listen to warnings.
I noticed. What else did your mother say?
Oh, you know.
Well, I don't, actually.
It's just, when I think about it, it's so wrong.
It's okay, Brinley. Whatever it is, I won't judge.
She asked me how old I was. Can you believe that? My own mother doesn't even remember what year I was born. What could she have been doing all this time to make her forget when she gave birth to her only daughter?
To get off this stupid, fake, stupid island so I can go home to Cyrus, I wind up stranded in an underwater grotto during a hurricane, come across a locker full of backpacks, and oh yeah, one of them just happens to belong to my mom, who I haven't seen since before I knew how to read. Well, technically, that's not true. I was reading at 3, but you get my point.
It's hard to wrap one's head around it.
It's twisted is what it is. From the sound of this journal, she came here looking for a job? Because she found out something about the island?
Maybe there's more to the story. I think you need to read the rest of that journal.
Yeah. Wait, do you hear that? Someone else is down here.
We need to hide. Come on.
Wait, the backpacks.
Hide them behind this rock.
Okay, done.
What about me?
I've got Cybot. Now duck into the crevice. Hurry.
Let's make this quick, Kazu. Are you clear on what to do?
Look at all these leaks on the ceiling. This isn't good, Dr. Solstice.
I see the leaks. There's a hurricane going on up there. But I need you to focus on the bassinet so we can get out of here.
The bassinet? That's the creepy machine we found in the basement.
Bring him over.
pen with them.
Yes. Once that's done, it's showtime.
Get off me! Get off me!
Be quiet.
Die, blind freak!
What was that? Who's down here?
The storm's picking up, Doctor, and the power is starting to short out. We have to get out of here.
Not until I find out who else is in this cave.
The ceiling! It's coming down!
Access, please, Ivan.
Casey Holiday. Access denied. As decreed by Queen Birdie Anders.
Birdie. Right. Almost forgot. Listen, Ivan. I was told to tell you... cookies and cream.
Access granted.
Ha! It actually worked! Pleasure doing business with you, Ive. Any change in Bruce's condition?
His operating system is still being rebuilt and rebooted.
Uh-huh. Can't believe he's not real.
To insinuate that someone is not real just because they are not biological is wrong-headed and offensive. Holiday Anders taught me that.
No offense intended. Okay, let's see what we can do here, Bruce. You know, back where I'm from, I had a room called my Oasis. It's filled with things I'm interested in. My passions. Bass guitar, boxing equipment, and forensic supplies.
Forensics, Casey.
Yeah. See, I've been interested in forensic science for a long time. Crime scene investigation, DNA, fingerprints. Do you know that I taught myself how to use someone's fingerprints to create a mold? See, you lift a fingerprint from an object and then scan it. Invert the image, print it. In this case, I used a 3D printer in Cyrus's lab to create a replica and... see this? It's just like having James Anders right here in the room. Or, at least his thumb. Okay, Bruce. Let's see what we can do. Just press the fingerprint into Bruce's finger, triggering the failsafe, and...
now booting. Atom model.
Will you look at that? And now we can pick and choose our files.
Rebooting.
Hello there.
Hey, sleepyhead. Welcome back.
The cafeteria will be closing in 10 minutes.
Didn't your mother ever tell you that coffee will stunt your growth?
Hey, Mom.
Yes, we both had the same idea. Can I buy you something from the cafeteria?
I'd like that, but you have to promise you won't stare at me the whole time.
Sorry. I'm just getting used to craning my neck to see my boy's beautiful face.
Where's Birdie?
I sent her home with Badger. Nothing left to do for Bruce tonight. It's been a long day.
You're still here?
I was going to check on you one last time before I left. And for some reason, you weren't in your room.
Okay, so this could go one of two ways. I could lie to you and tell you I was just walking around the building or taking a nap in my office.
Or?
Or I could admit I took a company car and went to visit Dad.
You went to see your father in prison?
Still weird to hear that out loud, but yes, I miss him.
So do I. How did he seem?
Like Dad. Making jokes, trying to fix things, only behind glass.
Yeah.
We really need to get him out of there.
He's got a hearing coming up this week. We're pulling out all the stops.
Good. Let me know what I can do.
I'm sorry about Brinley. I know how worried you must be.
Brinley can take care of herself. But yeah, I'm worried. I mean, what if she comes back home and she's 7 feet tall?
Dr. Anders! Cyrus, what are you doing out of your room?
It's okay, Casey. She knows I left the building.
Oh, good.
Casey, I didn't know you were still here. You should go home.
I will. It's just... there's something I need to show you. Show you both.
What is it?
This is kinda hard to explain.
Hard to explain is our specialty.
Right. So, Cyrus, after you went to see your dad, I decided I should too.
What? Why?
Remember how the day I came in for my interview, I got knocked down by that woman in the stairwell?
The one who tried to hurt Cyrus?
Yeah. I couldn't remember seeing her face that day. but somehow it stuck with me. I was having nightmares, flashbacks.
Sounds like a reaction to the trauma.
Yeah, anyway. I read somewhere that you could try to draw your dreams and that would help figure them out. So I sketched her face, as best I could. I brought this to show Mr. Anders because he was leading the investigation, but he said I should just show you.
Cyrus.
I see it too.
You know this woman?
Delphine.
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.